The devotional content of the following Mighty Man's Meditorial is provided by Dale and Juanita Ryan and the National Association for Christian Recovery. Copyright 2017, all rights reserved. For a free download of any of our shows, visit us at take12radio.com and click on Follow Me on Podomatic.
Well, greetings one and all. It's the Monty Man, as always, with this week's Monty Man's Meditorial entitled Needing Reassurance from God. Well, they tell me that I was born on October 1st, 1955, in a little town called Greenville, California, and that my birth mother gave me up for adoption when I was just 2 years old. When I was old enough to understand adoption, I wondered what had happened in those 2 years of my life that would cause my mother to let go of her little boy. Because I was adopted by two incredibly loving parents, I never felt the rejection that so many adopted children feel until I was in middle school and started out on my journey of self-discovery. Well, I never did find out who my birth parents were due to the adoption being a closed adoption. I'd be lying if I told you that I never wondered about my birth parents. Hey, at the age of 66, I still wonder who they might have been and how my life might have been different if I had been raised by my birth parents. Well, during the application and implementation of the 12 steps in my recovery process, I discovered that I had been dealing with issues of abandonment, issues that were, of course, very painful, and to which I responded by medicating for much of my young life. Even today, after 24 years of sobriety, my mind sometimes wonders about my birth parents. Would they be proud of me? Would they welcome me with open arms if we were ever to meet? Yes, it's been a painful journey. But listen, when we come back from our short break, I'd like to share the solution to my broken heart and hope it will encourage you as well if you've ever felt abandoned. So don't go away. We'll be back right after this as we continue this week's Meditorial, Needing Reassurance from God. Founded by a father and son in addiction recovery, Exact Nature's all-natural CBD products are specially formulated to help you face the exceptional challenges of recovery, be it addictive cravings, depression, anxiety, or improving sleep. Learn more at exactnature.com. Well, welcome back to this week's Meditorial, Needing Reassurance from God. Reading from the book of Isaiah, chapter 49, verses 15 through 16, it reads, "Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. See, I've engraved you on the palms of my hands," says the Lord. Well, we may experience abandonment, perhaps from a spouse who turns away from us to their addiction of choice. We may experience feeling like we've been rejected by friends. We may struggle with memories of parents who were not compassionate with us, or memories of parents who forgot us in one way or another. Sometimes these experiences are so familiar that we expect them to be part of our relationships, including our relationship with God. And so we may say to God, "You will abandon and reject and forget me just like all the others." God responds to our distress with words of reassurance. We are not always able to take in the reassurance that is offered to us, but these are the times when it can feel like a drink of cool water to our parched souls. God says, "I'm not like all the rest. I will not forget you. Even if your parents forgot you, or your spouse turns away, or your friends leave, I will not forget you. I have engraved you on the palms of my hand." It may not be easy for us to comprehend, but it's very clear. God says, "I will never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you." You see, my friends, that is incredibly reassuring to me. And regardless of what your experience of abandonment may have been, I hope that today's meditatorial is reassurance for you that you can lean not on your own understanding, but on the power of the Creator, who will never leave you or turn his back on you. So here's my prayer. I need reassurance, Lord. I want to believe that you will remember, but I have been forgotten before. I know you're not like that. I know in my head, but my heart forgets so easily. So reassure me today, Lord, of your unfailing love. Remind me that you will not leave me. Amen. Well, our closing song this week is by our good friend Heather Lane, and it's about a young lady named Grace. This song is entitled Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace, she's on the bus now, headed downtown to take her place. And know that face behind the beauty, she's so lonely and wants a change. She's just 18, the boys are waiting, and they're wanting some amazing grace, and she'll go with a smile, but all the while, she'll be crying. Yeah. as she lay, thinking about the one who took my place.
The recovery music of Heather Lane. Visit her website at heatherlane.com. Listen, if this editorial has helped you in some way, please let us know. You can email us at take12radio, that's T-A-K-E, the number 12, radio, at comcast.net. And don't forget to visit all of our shows by visiting us at take12radio.com and subscribing for fun and for free on any of the major podcasting platforms that are listed there. Until our next broadcast, this is the Monty Man, and I am wishing God's perfect serenity for you.
This has been a broadcast of KHLT Recovery Broadcasting.